So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamlecher es a Svina, Macher es a Turin, Bes a Nes, Bes a Ugin, Bes Kolam and Higinoisa. If a person sells a ship without specifying, the sale includes all the items that are secured to the ship, such as Turin, the mast, and Nes, the sails, and Ugin, the anchor, and Manhigin, the oars, and the like that propel the ship. The sale does not include the movable items that are not secured to the ship, such as avodim, the servants who work on the ship, nor matzufin, the sacks that hold the merchandise, nor antiki, the cargo itself. However, if the seller did specify that the ship is sold along with all its contents, the sale does include all of the above. The Gemara cites a brisa, Tanabon hamicher es a svina, macher es a iskala, vesbar hamayim shebetecha. If a person sells the ship without specifying, the sale also includes the gangplank to board the ship and the tank that holds the drinkable water. Rav Nosson Eimer, hamicher es a svina, macher es a beitzis, sumchas Eimer, hamicher es a svina, macher es a dugis, marava beitzis hainu dugis. Rav explains that both words mean the same thing, referring to the rowboat which transports the people from the shore to the ship which remains in the deep water. However, Nasan Bavla Havakarila Butzis, Sumchis, the Ba'eretz Yisrael, Karile Dugis. Rav Nosson and Sumchis both say Hamecher es Hasvina, they each refer to it by its local name. The Gemara proceeds with the well known Agadita of Rabba Babachana, as Rashbam explains, Kalhani Oivodi Dechashav Mishamar Marabba Masach Hashem. Rabba Achana related these extraordinary events to reveal the great wonders of Hashem, or Loidiyah Ma'an Scharn Shal Tzadikim Lasalavai, to show the great reward of the righteous in the world to come. Or Lafarish Mikrais Hamurim B'Sefer Iyev Hamadabrim Ba'ifes Behemes V'Dagim Gudalim, to explain the Pesukim in Iyev that mention enormous birds, animals, and fish. Amar Rabba, Ishtoi Li Nechusi Yama, I heard from those who sail the oceans, Hagala Dematfa Lesvina Mischazi Kiu Tzitzisa Denuru Chivarta Bereisha. Regarding the huge waves that threaten to sink the ship, one can see at their tips the white flames of destructive malachim. If we strike the waves with a staff upon which Hashem's name is inscribed, they subside. Bengala legala tlas meya parsi, veruma degala tlas meya parsi. There are huge waves that are separated by the vast distance of 300 parsa, and each wave is also the height of 300 parsa. Once such a wave raced us up to till the sky until we came close to the small stars. Had we come any closer, we would have been burned from the heat of the stars, and we were able to make out the conversation of one wave to another. Rabbi related, I once saw this demon performing extraordinary acts. He raced with amazing speed along the top of the wall of Mechuza. Then he jumped back and forth from one mule to another, while at the same time, he poured from one cup of wine to the other without any spillage, even though it was an extremely windy day. When the king of demons heard about this, they killed them for acting this way in public. As Rashbam says, this incident shows the great mercy of Hashem, who does not allow these mighty demons to harm his creations. Amar Rabba, the Didi Chazili Urzila Bar Yemi Dehavakar Tavar. I once saw the animal Re'en on the day it was born. Its length was 4 parsa, the size of Mount Tavar. The length of its neck was 3 parsa, and the area of its head was 1.5 parsa. I once saw a frog the size of a city of 60 houses. Asa tanina bala, a snake came along and swallowed the frog. Asa pushkansa ubala litanina vasalik yasa bilana. A raven then swallowed the snake and sat on a tree. This demonstrates the mighty strength of the tree that could support this heavy load. I once traveled by ship, and I saw an insect enter the nose of a huge fish, and the fish died. The ocean washed the fish onto the shore, and it destroyed 60 cities. And the Gemara relates additional fantastic numbers as to its size. I once traveled by ship and saw a huge fish that was covered with marshland, and we assumed that it was an island. We went onto the fish, made a fire, and began to cook. And when the fish became hot, it flipped over. Had we not been near our ship, we would have surely drowned.
I
once traveled by ship alongside a fish, and it took us 3 days to travel from the fin near its head to the fin near its tail, even though we were sailing along with the wind while the fish was swimming against the wind.
I once traveled by ship and saw a bird up to its ankles in water, and its head reached the sky.
We assumed that the water was shallow, and we wanted to go in and cool off. However, a voice from above announced,
"Don't go into the water. As a carpenter dropped his hammer 7 years ago, and it has still not reached the ocean bottom, because these are deep and extremely stormy waters."
I once traveled in the desert and saw geese whose feathers fell off from their abundant fat, and there were rivers of fats flowing from beneath them. I asked them, "Islan begevaychu chalkal amadasi? Will I receive a portion of your flesh in the world to come?"
Chada doli gadfa, v'chada doli atma. One goose raised its wings, while the other raised its thigh, as if to say, "This will be your portion."
When I related this to Rebbe Lazar, he said, "Asidin Yisrael litna leina sedin. The Yidden are going to be held accountable for these birds' suffering, as the Rashbam explains, Shebachatasim mes'akev Mashiach. V'yeshlem tzar lo eis navazim mach mashumnam. Their sins prevent the coming of Mashiach, and until then, these birds must wait and suffer from their abundance of fat."